You are listening to the Mom's Mixed Family Blender podcast. Hi, my name is Brenda Baker, and my husband and I have five boys. We've been married for almost 23 years, and I guess I'm just very passionate about helping mixed families, military families, people who have adopted children, parents. I'm just really passionate about helping all of these people to just not have the pitfalls and the hard times that I personally have experienced. You know, especially with the mixed family, there's a lot of times that it's a pretty delicate balance. And so it's really, really important to me to support people that are going through that specifically, but also the other things that I mentioned as well. Today's episode is Despair is the Devil's Playground. And this podcast is really, it's kind of the companion to my blog post that I wrote recently, but I'll talk about that in a minute. This is kind of how to quell the inner critic. You know, it's really easy for us to get going on that, being negative or picking at ourselves. You know, just, it's so easy to just feel like we're less than good. Let's put it that way. And recently I love podcasts. I love listening to them. Typically when I'm getting ready in the morning, I listen to one or more, usually more, because, they're just inspiring to me. And recently I was listening to a podcast that, this fellow has, and he talks about business, but he was talking about how getting rid of people on your team who are not all in. And I got to thinking, that really, really can be something that you should do in all aspects of your life. You know, unfortunately, you know, we like to have the picture that families are perfect, but unfortunately they're not. And there's quite often there's a lot of troubles that happen in families. And, you know, sometimes you have to say goodbye to family members. And I'm going to cover that more deeply with my guest that I'm going to have on the next podcast. But it's really important to understand that sometimes we have to let family members go, either for good, or we have to just for a time let them go. You know, because family drama can really create an issue within the whole family. And honestly, our family has been experiencing that lately. There has been some drama that several members of the family have created, whether through just who they are as people or just being negative and unthankful. And, you know, it's really caused an issue for me personally. And honestly, I've been struggling a lot because, well, I fed myself this line that my family was going to be wonderful and perfect and it was just going to be awesome and I was going to be best friends with everyone. And honestly, that's not always true. And it's really not realistic either, because sometimes in order for us to grow, we have to go through things. And so, you know, I guess the reason that I'm doing this topic specifically, is because sometimes enough is enough. And I kind of hit that point recently where I just need to walk away from a few family members and just be who I am and be the best version of me as I can be. And really, honestly, I'm not able to do that with these specific family members around. It's really important to have healthy boundaries. And so what I realized when I was thinking through this, I actually was going to record this podcast before I wrote the blog post, but I just couldn't quite get my whole mind wrapped around this whole this whole issue. So, but what I realized when I was thinking about it was that I kind of went away from my morning routine. My morning routine is what kept me grounded and just really aware, but also encouraged, because it helped me to stay on track with my goals. And not that I'm off track with my goals, but having that visualization time, especially for me, is huge. it's so, so huge. So read my blog post in order to get the other steps for that. I also realized that my mind was beginning to go into negative places. And as we all know, that only equals focusing on the wrong things. We really should work hard to focus on the positive, because if we don't, it creates this this energy where we are attracting negative things to ourselves. So thankfully, I was able to kind of change and shift my state before that happened. But in the past, I've really, really struggled with that specifically, because I would get all upset because somebody was being, you know, negative or whatever about me or to me or whatever. And then I would just go down that road of just beating myself up, and just, I was brutal to myself. I can't even tell you how many times. So some things that I really, I guess, have kind of thought about and realized for myself, but also in looking at other people and kind of how people relate to one another, is that we really need to be careful when having a relationship with someone who's constantly trying to look or be better than you are. These types of people will point it out to you, or they will kind of in one way or another tell you how they did this better, or, oh, that's not how I, you know, that's not what I've experienced, kind of with that negative aspect in their voice. And so those are the kind of people that, you know, they're not going to help us to be who we want to be and to be positive. Also, competitive people. And I talked about this in one of my other podcasts, can't remember which one, but these types of people are very damaging. So we must use caution when choosing the family members or friends that we hang out with and spend time with. People who feel that they have to be right all the time, or think that they are right all the time. Those, you know, again, those are not the types of people that are going to encourage, you know, and all of that. So also, people that act like they're the only ones who know what the right thing is to do. And then finally, people who are not committed to the relationship. You know, it's just not worth it, because in all of those scenarios, basically you're giving and they're taking. Whether it be because they just refuse to be all in the relationship, or they just want to be right and they want people to listen to them and see them as an authority, you know, or they want to build themselves up in their own minds. All of these things can be so difficult and really hard in relationships. So when we're talking about despair and how easily that can come on, honestly, two reasons that people end up in despair is harsh words from a trusted friend or family member. And another thing is a divorce, because that person who you married and you loved at one time, who was at one time also your closest, the closest one to you, in their actions basically says, I don't value you anymore. So the results of despair can be loss of will to live, apathy, listlessness, angry blow-ups, and even suicide. You know, talking about despair and when you talk about cancer, I really think that this is one of the major reasons why doctors should never tell people how long they have to live. Because really it brings about that despair, because they feel like, okay, I can't do anything about this. Yeah, I'm probably going to die. And honestly, I would be interested to find out what the numbers are of how many people actually die because they just give up. Now, I couldn't find the actual numbers, but a very high percentage of people will start despairing right away after a doctor has told them that. Despair is often swift and it can be so suffocating. So like I talked about before, I recently wrote a blog post and it's entitled Despair, the Devil's Playground, 7 Easy Ways to Silence Your Inner Critic. So if you're dealing with depression or despair, you can contact me at my blog at momsmixedfamilyblender.com. If this episode has brought value to your life, please share it, leave a comment, or a rating. A saying that I really think relates when I talk about, you know, the reason why I'm so passionate about doing what I'm doing is when you get, give. When you learn, teach. And really, that's my why for the blog and this podcast and the private group called The Overcomers on Facebook. I really don't want anyone to ever go through or feel like I have. And so that's really where my passion is. So there is hope, and just do your best. Just do what you can to be as positive and encouraging to you. Number one, yourself, but also to your husband or wife, your children, and those around you. That will only bring about an energy which will attract positive people and situations to you. So, like I said, just do your best. Hugs. Talk to you later. Bye.